Kum lernen a blot gemore was der tzad gimel mit alef. The Mishnah was talking about a din that the blood of a karmel chattas, if it, before you sprayed it on the wall, the pasuk says, asher yizem medomah, that you will spray. If it lands on somebody's beged, you have to wash it out. Because the pasuk says you have to wash it out. But only blood, asher yizem medomah, that is capable of being sprayed on the wall. If it's, in other words, if it's pasul of blood, then you can no longer, and there's a machlekes of a kiva. Now our Mishnah says, regardless, you never can use the blood, never, you have to wash it out. If it once had a shasa kosher, in other words, when you shechted it, it was suitable, then it became tummy afterwards, or yoytze, then you cannot, then that blood lands on the garment, you don't have to worry about it. But the blood of a chatas oif, you also do not have to worry about it, but a pasig the zeis. Okay. So then the mother had a whole series of questions of, if it lands on one shirt, and then from that one shirt went to another shirt, is it still considered a blood that's asher yizah, that's suitable to be used in his bayach, and therefore you have to launder it as well or not? So boy, question, what about nitas al beged tomei mahu? What about, now remember, the blood becomes, the blood is tomei, then you no longer, you have to launder it. What about the beged itself was tomei? So the moment the blood landed on the beged, it became tummy. But a moment before then, it was tardic blood. How do we view that? Do we say because, you know, because the blood became tummy, you don't have to launder it? Or do we say because of us, it's as if it was tardic first and then you have to do laundry? Because you're asking me this question, that since it happened with us, achas, shmamino, hoi, saloshasa, koishav, nifsal, you definitely disregard Rabbi Akiva's opinion that says that I don't care what the situation is now. If 10 minutes ago it was tired, now you have to launder it. And here, that's not, you're having a whole shaila because of asachas, you know, which comes first. It must be that you hold, even though I had a shaila kosher, ain't doma, don't get up to wash it. Hani, mili, now your question is, when do we say that b'zeachazeh, if, you know, if it was tari before and then it became tamei, fafal. Right now, when it landed on the shirt, it's already tamei. But your shaila is b'vasachas loy. But if it's happened with asachas, maybe it's different because since it's like it was tari while it landed, it became tamei and it was metamei the beged at the same time. So maybe it's chal or gibbelish. No, you hold it. The fact is no difference. The fact is that it became tummy straight away, so therefore you don't have to launder it. Amalei, so the answer back, plukta, the answer to your question is, it's the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbanon, the Liba, the Rabba, the way Rabba understood it, or the Kumatara, Tzabai. Then Abai gives an answer, and perhaps like Rashi learns later that Rabba changes his mind, agreed with Abaya. The Tanya, we learned the following. Rabbi Lozer, says, Mei chatas shenitmu, the water of the chatas, you have the water, you have the maim chayim, and you have to put in there the ashes from the potter. If it became tamei, let's say it became, some of the water, the ashes became tamei, can you still use it to metai from a tamei mace? Because when it comes to, it doesn't deal with any other tumis, only tummy mess. You throw it on the person, you sprinkle on the person, you sprinkle it on kalim. What about the water? This may became tummy. Can you use it? So Shari Nida, Rabbi Loza says yes. Shari Nida Mazin, if a woman was a Nida and she's a tummy mace, you spray her with this thing and then he goes to the mikveh and the mikveh will metide her aside from the tumas mace and aside from the tumas Nida. Now, Lechayla, you put this thing on the woman, she's a tummy. It doesn't matter. It still takes away tumas mace. So the same thing over here. This water thing becomes tummy, takes away tumas mace. That's what Rabbi Loza says. Now, we'll soon see what does that have to do with our case over here where the thing became not good the second it landed on the shirt. What does that have to do with any of this? We'll soon see. But Omar Rabba said, Rabbi Loza, b'shittas Rabbi Akiva Amra, Rabbi Loza followed the shittas Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, who says the following, the Omar who says, that in this case over here, by the case of the Nida, in the case of they were talking about a case where Meichatas was already tummy. Can you use it on a person? We were from either where when the Meichatas itself was toyed, it only became tummy vasachas, right? Only when it landed on the nida. So what are you preparing for? But it follows Rabbi Akiva, who says no, that over there also it happened before. What do you mean? The Amar Rabbi Akiva says, "This is Shitah say Rabbi Akiva holds kolutik kemoshe hunchadami." Rabbi Akiva holds that by Shabbos, that if it's flying in the air, it's as if it landed. And therefore, if it goes from Shas Yochid to another Shas Yochid over Shas Rabim, it's as if it landed in the Shas Rabim and you are over two Avedas for Haitzah and Achnasa. Same thing says over here. the Shabbos, Hichel Shabbos. Oh, so here, as it's landing on the woman, right before it landed on her shirt, the blood, the water that you spring on her became tummy. So it became tummy before it landed. He follows Rabbi Akiva, who says, just passing it over as if his tummy ready. Where did he say that? Now we learn. If a man was standing, there was an oven between him and the window. There was a shed inside the oven, and there was an opening in the top of the oven. He stretched his hand out to the window, and he took from there the jug with the water. And he just passed it over. Rabbi Akiva says, "Metami, this water becomes tummy just by passing it over." What's the crux of their argument? And this is how Rabbi explains the argument. Rabbi Akiva saw a kimunach dummy just passing it over as if it already rested there, became tummy. So therefore, we want to say the same. Machlek is by anidum. Rabbi Lezer says that he brings a raya from the case of nida to the case of a mechatas zerei tummy, because here also zerei tummy. As soon as you're getting close to the nida, going over the nida, the water became tummy, and yet it's metayer. Yeah, what does that do with our case over here? We'll see in a minute. Our case, we're talking about vasachas. Here's talking about already hit tummy before. What are we talking about? The Ace Abaya is not yet, we're not there yet. Abaya asked the question, what are you talking about? Moide, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Moide, Bahaza, Rabbi Akiva's Moide, when it comes to spraying, that even though he argues in the case of that jug, then you pass it over the oven, but he's Moide if you spray it. Shehavira al Kabacher Tamil, let's say the spray itself passes over a Tamil Keli. Al gabe mishka v'moish tummy, or passes over a bed or a seat that is tummy, even though I hold with the case of an oven that it, the tummy passes on, but not shehi toide, it is toide. Why? She ain't lo dover she metame lemaila kalamata. We don't find something that something is metame vertically. Just you pass over and comes tummy above. Ella kazayi, only by your oil will you have a kazayis on the maze and you have a roof above both of you. Kazayis and a maze, only have a kazayis on the maze and you have a roof over both of you. So therefore, the roof is what passes the tumah. But stam is passing it over. There's no tumah. And any other thing that covers over, you share the tumah. So therefore, you can't say by a nida, it's as if when he sprays it open air, it became tummy before it landed on the nida. But keep in mind, when you spray, it does not become tummy. Lasui evan hamunagas. Why? You said when he shah kol milim, to include a stone that was also full of leprosy, if it shares the same room as you, you become tummy. So it goes back to the question. So what is the machlek is Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanu? Why does Rabbi Akiva say you pass your hand over the oven and you bring the jug of water? It becomes tummy. And according to Rabban, it's not. And you're saying it has nothing to do with passing over. Elo Rabbi, they're talking about, they're arguing about Exeter. Kuli Alma, everyone holds lav kimun adami. It's not like it rested. You know what the argument is. Rabbi Akiva, so people holds gazrin on Shem Yenuach. Rabbi Akiva holds that we don't let you use the water because next time you might put it down in the airspace of the oven. But by Havara, there's no chash because once it left your hand, you have no control over it. There's no Exeter. But Rabban and Savri, Rabban Ho, Loi Gazrin, Rabban Ho, we're not gazing, therefore you're allowed to use a log of water. Umay, did Rabban Akiva, Bahazon, everyone's mighty. When you spray it, Kim, and then nothing, once left your hand, left your hand. News, according to Abaye, is what is the machlek, is a blazer hachamim, whether you, a woman or nida, whether, if May Chata that became Tame, if you can use it or not. We drew parallels from a Rabba wants to say we drew parallels from a nida, but what's the Shaykhis? What Shaykh here? It's already Tame by nida, it's not Tame to the lands. But Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Naimaik Mivki, Amr Abaye says, you know what the onion. Rabbi Lozer brought a proof to himself from May Nida, right? Rabbi Lozer himself said, Shahare May Nida Mazinla. What in the world was he bringing a raya from May Nida to this case over here? So he says, like this, you know what you're talking about? By bedonin tuma keduma metuma sheba oisa shah kamiflegi, whether you can learn an earlier tuma from a tuma that happened at the same time. Marsava, one of them says donin that you could learn one from another. You could learn one from another. That's a machlekes. He holds there's no chilik with whether Shah Achaz became tummy before. It's the same idea. The fact is it became tummy when it landed on the person, it became tummy at the same time. So there's no difference between tummy that second or 20 minutes earlier. That's Rabbi Lazar. That's what he's saying by Nida when it landed, and over here. And the other one says yes. Bevas achas that and the other one holds according to Chachamim bevas achas mefedish is toy, because it was not tummy 20 minutes ago. It became tummy the same time I was being metayir. So same thing here. It landed on the shirt. It became tummy. There's one more line that was on the next week. Mar Sava, another one holds, ain't done. Rabba says, no, Kuliyama, everyone holds, ain't done. There's a big difference between what I've said, Gimel Meralo, about 10 lines above the Mishnah. We just write, come to the end of an Indian, so I'll explain the next Indian. Rabba says, the Kuliyama, everyone holds, ain't done. You don't compare Bevas Achas to 20 minutes before. Bevachas, maybe it's 20 minutes before, it's Tamei. Bahokim, you know, I'm totally different. Rabba Leza, Sava, Hazot, Sikhashir. Rabbi Lezer holds that Hazor requires a certain amount. So the first you sprayed and you sprayed again. Rabbi Lezer holds, in that case over there, nothing to do with alcohol. Rabbi Lezer holds that when you sprayed the first time, less than the shear. So it landed on the nidus, so it became tummy. But then you sprayed the other half joins the first half, and now you had a whole shear. And because now you had a whole shear, what do you call it? So we had a whole shear before it landed. It's as if before it landed. And the Rabbanon say, what do you mean? Rabbanon say, Hazo ain't tzrich hashir. So Rabbanon say, because you don't need a shear, so the first, what do you call it? Rabbanon hold you don't need a shear, so even though you spray twice, the first half that you sprayed, became tummy straight away. And therefore, you cannot. It has nothing to do with our case over here. Very complicated, exactly what Rav was saying. It's very unclear what Rashi exactly explains, why, how it's different than the case that we learned before. Let's do Rashi inside. Kuli Alma ain't done in about 7 lines in the wide lines. But Abulazar, tumme keduma meduma keduma yalef. He learns that an earlier tumme from an earlier tumme. The Abulazar sover hazot zirashir. When you spray on somebody, it's not just a drop. You have to have a certain quantity. The second thing he holds is that you can combine sprayings. When the first hazor landed on this nida, akati lav hazor hilatara, wasn't yet hazor for tara, wasn't enough. But afagav shini tmas hazor ishoyne kashini gazba, as soon as it landed on the nida, became tummy. When you sprinkle the second time, you join together, you have the shear. So this is his proof. The fact is, everyone agrees that the nid is tired. And the first sprinkle that you sprinkled was not bevas achas, because it didn't matire yet. It definitely became tummy. And yet when you spray another round, she becomes tired. So what does that prove? That even though you're tummy for other things, it still works for mason, for a mace, tumas mace. So the same thing here. If the mechatas became tummy, it's still good for tummy mace. And it has nothing to do with the original question about Chama. Masha'enkein, the Rabbanon hold, no. That as soon as the first drop landed, that's all you need is to spray. So therefore, it's bevas achas. And that's why the nida is tar. But in the case where the mechatas became tummy in the first place, we don't know, have no right for there. Rabbanon Savri, ein hazor tzarashir, hazor kamaisa yistalkul hazor, they finished the hazor, but lekul meiluv minesh, and that's bevas achas. He cannot draw any parallels to tumah keduma if the mechatas is already tummy. The hachdi gabe nidu tumish b'shoyi could happen at the same time. So according to Rav, it has nothing to do with Rambam Chama's question to land in on a beggar tummy, because the Baya does. Okay, we're up to the two dots, about 6 lines above the Mishnah. Chatas psula, but if the blood was already pusul and you spray it and lands on somebody's shirt, you don't have to launder it. Tana Rabban, we learn midama, it has to be from his blood, midam cheder, from the blood that's suitable to go to his bayah, but lame midam psula. And not from possible blood that could not go on the Zbech. Rabbi Kiva, however, argues, he says, Hoishla Shasa Kosher, if there was a moment that you could have used the blood and then afterwards it became Tomei, even if Shla Dama Tomei Kivas, then if the blood lands in a garment, you have to wash it. Loy Hoishla Shasa Kosher Nifshla. What happens if there was no time for it to be kosher? It became possible. Ain Dama Tomei Kivas. His blood does not require laundering. And Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care. Rabbi Kiva makes a difference. If it was already kosher, the blood, and then 10 minutes later became tummy and lands on somebody's shirt, you have to clean it out, because the blood has a force. According to our Mishnah, which is Rav Shimon, makes no difference. Makes no difference whether what right now the blood is possible. You cannot spray. Asher yizim medamot on the possible. You cannot spray it. It doesn't. You don't have to wash it out if it lands in the garment. Rav Shimon, I'm echadzev ain't damotam kibur. You don't have to wash it out. My time with Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon? No, Rav Shimon needs an extra pasuk. If you only have one pasuk, we would assume it's only if right that if a chatchila it was no good, but if it was good a chatchila, then again pasuk maybe he's not to launder it. My time, Rav Shimon. See, it says oisa. It says in pasuk, but every male by kainim yoichel oisa should he eat it? What do you mean it? Uksiv medama, and it says from his blood. Oisa is coming to limit and medama. Why need two limits? One is if it didn't have a shas kosher, that's the second one. Oisa comes to tell you that even if it had a shas kosher, right now it's possible, you don't have to worry about it. But Rabbi Kiva says no. Oisa, you know what I need oisa for? Prat le truma. That these dinim do not apply to truma. That by truma, if a piece of truma falls on you, or truma, you don't have to wash the kalim and so on. Rab Shimon. No, what do you mean truma? Truma is that we said before you have to kasher the kalim if you made a carbon in it, but not if you made truma in it. Because it's oisa, only this you have to worry about, and not by truma. Rab Shimon, the time made kachim kalim ain't tunis mikvashik. He has bechlal all kachim kalim. You don't have to kasher the kalim. So surely truma, you don't have to kasher the kalim. I don't need a pasuk oisa. It's extra to tell you that if it had no shas kasher. Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah, Nitas min atzavar. What happened? The blood spilled out from the neck, ala bege, directly onto a garment. No, it's an animal. You're supposed to put it into a keli and then sprinkle it. But here, it went straight from the neck onto a beged, ain't a toki. You don't have to wash it because it's not roh from the mizbech. When is the blood of an animal suitable from the mizbech? Only after it entered a clay sharis. Here, it never entered a clay sharis. It poured straight out of the neck onto the ground or onto this guy's shirt. So it's not suitable for mizbech. You don't have to wash it. Min hakeren, if it flew off, ricocheted off the horn of the mizbech, or min hayisayid, or down from the base, ain't a tonkib. Again, you don't have to wash it because it's no longer suitable to spray again mizbech. Nishbech alarish, but if it landed directly on the floor from the neck, but us when you collected ain't tonkib, it's not suitable to mizbech. You don't have to launder it. The rule is ain't tonkib. Explain this is a Michigan explanation. You don't have to launder elodam, only that kind of blood, shenis kabel bekli, that landed inside a kli first, evero lazon, if it's suitable to sprinkle. Says the Gemara, Torah, what we learned, yochol, I would have thought, nitas min hatzavor ala beged, I would have thought, if it's sprayed from the neck onto a beged, you should have to wash it. It says, asha yize, that you should spray. Lo yemarti l'cho, elabero lazon. I did not tell you ella bero laza, only blood that is suitable to spray, because it's asher yizah that could be sprayed. Tani learned someone else yochel nitas min akeren so yeton kibbutz. We would have thought if a ricochet, you would also have to launder it. Amalem asher yizah plat lezesh kvar huza. So we have two very different yizah. Yizah has to be suitable for mizbech, and yizah also means even though it was suitable that if it's going to be sprayed, but if it were already sprayed and now this is the leftovers, you don't have to worry about it. Nishbech ala nishbech, if it landed directly on the floor, hasu lamali, what do I need this for? Matam, come on, the Mishnah is giving you a reason. Matam, nishbech ala nishbech, what's the reason, Taka, in all of these cases, you don't have to launder your clothes? Because nishbech ala nishbech, why Taka, if it lands on the floor, hasu you collected it? Ain't ton kibbus, and it falls on a garment. You don't have to launder it. Ain't ton kibbus, ela dam, we know what you have to launder, only from blood. Shenis kabel bekli, that first entered a keli, verol hazoyan, it's suitable to sprinkle. Rolazo, what's it coming to exclude? Lemuute kibel poches mechde hazor beklize or poch beaklob is a. What means suitable hazor coming to exclude what? You already gave us all these cases. What are you coming to exclude in a case where you accepted it in one keli but less than the full amount, and you accepted another keli less than the full amount, and then you mix the two together? And the chiddush that's not suitable for the mizbech. Tanya, Rabbi Chalavta Barshol, I'm a kiddush pachem nechazoy beklizeh. If you might have sanctified in a keli, in one keli, which is less than the quantity that's necessary to sprinkle, upachem nechazoy beklizeh, and then you put another keli less than the quantity sprinkled, like kiddush, they don't become holy because the keli has to contain in it the full amount. Iboy lohu, we have a question. Bedam mahu, the inner chatas. With the inner chatas, we don't put anything on the mizbeach. We just sprinkle the blood and then we burn it outside the base of Migdash. What happened? You put a little bit of blood here, a little bit of blood there. Do they combine or not? Do we say hilchasi? That's about outside. About an outside carbon, the fact that one keli has to contain the full amount. And we have a rule, you cannot compare anything to Allah HaMashiach Sinai. So we know we don't learn from Mechatz. Idilma Hasa my time with Chsiv. What's the reason over there? It says a pasi. We talk about. We learn from Mechatz. By Mechatz, it says that if you Mekadesh less than the full amount, it's no good. So we say maybe by Mechatz, it says in the pasi Vitoval. It says with the Yish. What should you do? It says what is it? It says Vitoval Bamayim. You should dip your finger in the water, and because of Vitoval. So therefore, you know, it has to be the full, how much water should you put in there to be enough the full shear? Because if it's tava, you have to be able to dip your finger in there and so on. And it says, because, how do we learn from tava mayim? Because it says, ba mayim, in the water that you already put in there. That means you already have to put in there enough water that you should be able to dip it in. Nu hachinami, over here also, the tava, it says by the koyin, by the blood, it says, the tava badam, it says, badam, the existing blood. So the same way you made a drasha, it's not a lach machine, right? The same way you made a drasha there when the sugya of by mechatas. And you dash in the tava mayim, that has to be enough water in the first instance. So by dam, make the same drasha. Tosh ba kavanin, you're going to realize it, av badam lakidash yirahi. It's the same way we dash in the tova b'mayim that has to be in the water that existed before in one keli. Saying about dam in the full. Omar Rav said, "Rava Tanya, we learned another brayse. The tova, it says in the pasuk that you should dip your finger. So we dash in the loy misapig that it says you shouldn't. You don't take your go. Don't go against the wall and you know clear off the walls and use that blood. Dip your finger in the contents inside the keli itself. So don't wipe off the walls." Badam in the blood, what do we dash the word badam? It's clearly here, Achi, hey, badam, shit, fill of me, koroi. The very beginning, very outset, this one keli, there should be enough dam to dip your finger in. Okay, so we take a dash in the way we said by mayim. Min hadam, it says in the pasuk, you should dip your finger in the blood. And then it says you should spray, min hadam, from the blood, seven times. What min hadam? Min hadam, should be inyan. From the dam that it says in the inyan. In other words, you should dip all, you spray seven times, all the seven times should be from the blood that you took from that keli. That means that every time you spray another time, you should dip your finger again. You shouldn't just, you know, dip your finger once and then sprinkle seven times. We learn in Hadam that the Vitavo goes in Hadam that every single spray you're doing seven times, you should dip your finger in again. So in other words, you cannot use the leftover blood after you spray once or twice. You have some leftover blood, use it again. No. You have to dip your finger in every single time again and again. The itzich lemichta bedam, and it has to say bedam. It has to say v'tovel, it has to be bedam. The ikos of rachmana v'tovel, if it said just you dip your finger, well, we wouldn't say bedam, just say dip your finger. Don't we know that you have to have enough blood there to dip? What do you have to say bedam? Hava mina afapida lekashit filami kore. I would have thought that I don't care when you originally put the blood in the keli, whether it was enough, as long as now when you're ready to dip in, there's enough, it's good enough. And we say, no. Kos rachmana bedam, to tell you that from the beginning that the blood, you had to put enough blood in the keli to be able to sprinkle. Ikos rachmana bedam, I mean, I would have thought if you're misapig, you can wipe your finger off the wall as long as you take the blood from the keli. Okay, min hadam should be inyan. What do you mean the blood? Lemuti mai. What do you mean from the blood that we mentioned? Amarava lemuti shirayim shebe etzba. I want you to dip your finger in every single time, again and again and again for the seven times, and don't use the remnants of the blood that you have on your finger. Is a proof to Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer said shirayim shebe etzba absolut. Rabbi Loza said that the leftover blood on the finger is not a puzzle. Amram Tanon, we learned. Akash Rabbi Loza, Hoya, what happens? Rabbi Loza says that, you know, by blood also, you have to make sure there's enough blood from the beginning. Hoya Maze, and you have to say also, you have to dip your finger in every single time and spray again. It says, Hoya Maze, you were spraying by the Chatas HaPnimis. You're spraying this seven times. Vinitza Hazom Yoda, if it's spraying, remember, if some of it lands on your garment, we learned before, the only blood that concerns us and lands on your garment is blood that's suitable to be sprayed. So right now we're learning Pshat, if leftover blood on your finger landed on your garment, Actually, tell you this. Actually, he's a Kozman. You didn't spray yet, and we're learning right now. We're learning that you didn't finish the seven times Ton Kibbutz. It's excludable to Gomez Beach to be sprayed. You have to launder your clothes. Mishahiza, once you completed the spraying, ink Ton Kibbutz, then it's no longer suitable to be sprayed. You don't have to launder your clothes. My love, Hachikom. This probably is what it means. Actually, Gomez Malahaz Ton Kibbutz. Kozman, you didn't complete. You need to wash. Mishigom Malahaz. Once you did, ain't Ton Kibbutz. But once you did, you don't need any more washing. So we see clearly from here what? That cold man, you didn't finish the seven, even the remnants of blood on your finger is suitable to be sprayed again. And therefore, if it lands on your garment, you have to wash it. So Kasher Abelazo said that you have to dip your finger in every time and don't use the residue of the blood. So you're like, no, you misunderstood it altogether. Agile, Yotzazom, Yoda, you know, you tack a dip in all the time. But cold man, you didn't finish all seven times. Ton Kibbutz, the fifth time, sixth time, you have to wash again. But Mishayotzazah Miyadai, it means like this. Kozma, you didn't spray that finger yet and it lands on your garment. You took it and you're about to go and then you sprayed and goes in your garment. But once you sprayed and now, I don't care, number two, number three, number four, and now the blood left over in my finger lands in my garment, it's not a problem because this blood is no longer suitable to be sprayed. Once you sprayed that time, I don't care, not all seven. You decided it means all seven. Any one of them. Once you sprayed second, third, fourth time, any blood remaining on your finger doesn't count. Ain't tongue, it doesn't have to be washed. Aisha, bye-bye, has a question. Gomar melahazes, it says, once you complete a spraying, the guy wipes his hand on the animal of the potter itself. Because the, you know, because since that you're going to burn the whole animal, and also the remaining blood has to be burned. So what do you do? The remaining blood on your finger, you just, you know, wipe it against the animal because it's going to be burnt anyway. And gomar in, it seems only when you finished. Loi gomar, if you didn't finish it all seven, loi, you don't have to wipe your hand. Why? Because you can use it again. It's a kashan abulazer. He said you cannot use any blood left over. If you finished all seven, then you wipe it against the potter. Are you going to get hairs of the potter on your hand? Who cares? Let's say you finish only the second time. Don't wipe it against the potter. You still wipe your finger, but not in the potter itself, because you don't want any hairs left over on your finger. Then the hairs will fly. We want only the mechatzah to go, or the blood to go. Yeah. We should burn the potter and call his contents. But if it's only a finger, what do you wipe it in? They'd wipe it in on the edge of the keli, of the vessel. You know why these kelim are called kipure zav? You know why it's called kipoide zav? Because kipoide means cleaning. These very golden kelim also clean your fingers. So after every time you sprayed, you went to the keli, was holding the blood, and you wiped your finger on that. So that's why it's called kipoide zav. Kippur also means to clean. Kapur is also to clean. Next Mishnah, Nitaz ala oi. What happens if it falls down on a garment? It falls on a hide. Actually, hufshed while still sitting on the animal, so it wasn't stripped off yet, so it's not mekabel tumer, then ain't your tongue kibbles. Then it has to be similar to a beged. Every beged, every garment is mekabel tumer, is susceptible to mekabel tumer. So therefore, over here, if the blood falls in, you don't have to launder it. However, hoofshot, but once you strip the animal, even though you didn't yet finally make the garment, since all you have to do is, if you're a machshava, you thought, okay, I'm happy the way it's stripped right now, I'm going to use this as a tablecloth, it's makabal tumah. So it's a potential makabal tumah. So therefore, the blood lands in a torn kibbutz, you have to wash it. Rabbi Loz says, no, af mishahufshot ain't torn kibbutz, even if you stripped it, just because you could have thought that this is good enough for me and make it ready to makabal tumah. The fact you didn't think that. Until you finally complete the object to make it roll a makabal tumah, the blood if lands in it, you don't have to wash it. Now, what do you have to rinse? Ain't a ton kibbutz, elam mokam adam. Even let's say we said before, garment, if blood lands and you have to clean it, what do you have to launder? Only the section where the blood landed. But dover should roll a kabel tumma, and only something that is suitable to makabel tumma. As long as you completed it ready to make, even though you didn't have yet a machshava, but let's say you finished the shoe, you didn't yet think, okay, I'm going to wear it, that's ready to roll a kabel tumma. This follows Rabbi Yehuda. Even though I didn't yet have my machshava, since it's almost ready, it's enough. In other words, the mice is ready. Even if I just stripped it, I can use it as a tablecloth. I have to think to be used as a tablecloth. I didn't think it yet. It doesn't matter. Since it could be, that's good enough. Not like Rabbi Loza says that you have to actually strip it and make it, you know, and make it final and decide what you're doing with it. Then it's only a roll of kabel tumah. What do you mean that has to be suitable to be laundered? We'll see later. Whether it's a garment, whether it's a sack, whether it's high to unin kibbutz, all of them require laundering. And where should you launder it? It should be done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And then we know, we said before, that by Kar Mechatas, we said that if you, you use the Klei Cheres, you have to break it. There's no way of cashing it. But if you did a Klei Nechashis, then you do Menikah Shtifa. Where do you do this breaking and all that? We do Menikah Shtifa. V'shvides Klei Cheres b'makom Kaddish. U'Menikah Shtifa Klei Nechashis b'makom Kaddish. Everything should be done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. This is a chumrah by kar mechatas over kachi kachim. It's big machleik is ashanim and achreim. What exactly it means? Is it only talking about, you know, where you do it? Whether other kachi kachim you do it as well, but we don't care where you do the keli all over here. Or is it only talking about the klecheres yishaver? All kachi kachim you can just do mikra shtifa even on klecheres, just by kar mechatas. Only by kar mechatas we are machma that the klecheres clay you have to break. So there's three different ways of learning pshat. Anyways, I'm going to write, but we already had before. But Shimon holds that all kachim kalim you don't have to do any mikra shtifa, nothing else. It's all kach. It's the contrast between chatas and kachi kachim. Maybe kachi kachim you don't have to do either. How do you know this? That has to be something suitable kabel tumah. The Tana, but we learned. It says in the pasuk, anything that touches in the flesh of a kar mechatas becomes holy like a kar mechatas. And if any blood of the kar mechatas, asher yizah medam alav lands on your beged, you have to wash it. Why do you say beged? What do we know about a beged? What are the characteristics of a beged? That is still something with kabel tumah. Ain't the other beged. First of all, how do you know that it doesn't only a beged? It could be other things as well. For example, oymish hushet, hide that was stripped. That if you would have thought this is good enough for a tablecloth, it would be rolled a kabel tumah, even though you didn't finish it, even though you didn't have the machshava. Tamal oymish, it says the pasuk, asher yizah, it says twice. It says, asher yizah midama, asher yizah aleha. Asher yizah aleha techabes, anything you spray on your chabes, it comes to include. That anything, even if you did not yet complete the job in your machshava, it's since it could have just a machshava, it's not anything else. It would have been roll a kabel tumah. It's already blood lands on it. You have to launder it. Yochol, I would have thought any might be ordered atzilusha. So maybe even if it's not suitable to kabel tumah, I have to do something physical. I got to strip it. Maybe also if the blood lands on that, you have to wash it. Al tamalim beged. It has to be similar to a beged. My beged is a harola kabel tumah. Beged generally, which is woolen and linen, is something which is suitable to kabel tumah. Avkola rola kabel tumah has to be something rola kabel tumah of Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer argues. He goes further. He said it's not enough that it could have, if you would have had the machshava, it would have been kabel tumah. You actually have to finish the job. It has to be rola kabel tumah. Rabbi Lezer a beged ain't liyela beged. Menayin, how do you know the rabbi sack? How do you know to include a sack? A sack is made out of the feathers of a goat. The chol mine begodim and all other garments. Tamalayme says a pasuk asher ole that yaza ole asher yiza ole. So therefore we dashen ole anything. Techabes yochav thought any marbe should include even the oil mishahuf should even hide once it was stripped. Tamalayme has to be like a beged. My beged dover kabel is takem mekabel tumah. Right now it's finished. The job is completed. I've called dover I'm a kabel tumah. Everything is a kabel tumah. Anything is a kabel tumah. What do you call it? My benaya, abaya, matlis, pusim, mishosh, benaya. If you have a beggar that's less than 3 fingers between them. Mandamaro, honamaro. The one who says that, Rabbi Yehuda says, it could have become a roma kabel tumah. This also could have been. How? Because the Iboy Choshvila, if he wants, he can say, I'll use it as a patch. And we learned that if you use it as a patch, if it has a useful purpose, a significant purpose, even though it's a small thing, and it's not in the, on its own, but you can use it to make part of a bigger bag, a larger bag, it was Makabal Tumah. Mandavad of Makabal Tumah, Hamil Abbaskabal Tumah. According to Rabbi Lezer, it itself has to be Makabal Tumah. It isn't. According to Yehuda, as long as it's Ro, this is Ro. So that's good enough. Rav gives another example. What about a beged? You have a full garment, but you decide you're not going to wear it or till you're going to put some drawings on it. A t-shirt, you want to put some writing on it, some embroidery. beged shechishav oleh letzuda. You thought about doing some embroidery on a dika benayu. Manda amar ro. Rabbi Huda said it's enough to be ro, ro, ro. The iboyim avat lemachshavta. If he wanted, he said, look, I changed my mind. I don't need embroidery. You have a complete beged. Says because it could be the way it is right now. It could be mekabel tumah. That's called ro already. And therefore, the blood falls in it. You have to launder it. Manda amar dover amekabel tumah. Hashte mi olabas kabel tumah. Right now, it's not yet ro to mekabel in mekabel tumah. And Rava says that utzva de choshev el katzik b'nai. The chiluk is, let's say, give an example of what the row, because the question is, if it's a material, it's makabel tumah, and the beged is finished, then what do you mean? Is that, why would we row according to one and not row another one? So he gave different examples. One is that the beged is very small, so it's only row if you plan to put in a large beged. Another says, no, even a larger beged, if you plan to do embroidery, so according to Rabbi Elazar, you didn't finish the job yet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since you can change your mind, and then become, that's called every row. And the third example is a tablecloth. Rava utzva, a long spread out piece of leather. That you could use the tablecloth, use it as, let's say, as a mattress cover. And if you would have thought right now, you know what, I'm going to use the tablecloth. There's nothing else to be done. It's good enough. As a mattress cover, it's good enough. Because even without cutting it out and making it, trimming the edges, it's still good enough. The choshev al katzah. But you say, well, you know what, I want to trim the edges, make it nice. So the part I didn't trim it yet. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not ro le kabel tumah. Why? Because I can change my mind. I can say, you know what, I'll use the tablecloth. And it's good enough. It's not mekabel tumah until you actually cut it off. Vatanya, could we talk and learn? Rabbi Shimon Nasi says, utzva tablecloth, shechishiv oleh lekotza. That if you thought that you're going to trim it, it's toil until you actually trim it. But you can always change your mind and say, you know what, I'm happy the way it is right now. I don't need to be fancy. I need a tablecloth right now. So that's the machlek. That's a row, but it's not yet a poyol. Stop here. Yes, you got it.